Yeah, very disappointed. We've just had a look at the goals again, and very disappointing. You know, we've had numerous opportunities to clear our lines, and you know, sometimes we're into the last seconds of the game. You got to put your foot through it, and you know, we failed to clear our lines and got punished. It's a little bit of a ricochet for their second goal, but you know, it doesn't come to that if you deal with it.
So was it a fair result, or did Worcester deserve more?
I think, well, I'm just looking at ourselves there, and I don't think Oxford really hurt us. Anything they created was always going to be off us encouraging them. And you know, I'm very disappointed the way we've conceded the goals there. And as I say, I think it's 2 points dropped.
In the second half, Mike Simmons gave you the lead with his fifth of the season. He scored in every game. He did well. Good finish from him, and you must have thought you were
Well,
heading for a
yeah,
win.
he's a big, strong, powerful lad, and he's got a run, and he's stuck it away, and you know, that's five goals I think for him in the first four. So he started the season off really, really well, and couldn't really see them causing us a problem. But they get themselves level where it's a bit of pinball in our penalty area. We couldn't clear our lines, and you know, it's when that happens, and you're 2 or 3 yards from the goal line, you know, the chances are it's going to drop to somebody, and unfortunately it did for us. And then Tom Thorley goes up the other end, scores a wonderful free kick, good enough to win any game. And you think you're home and dry then, and you know, the next attack, they pump it into our box again, and again we fail to deal with it, and again we've got punished. But you know, the positives are we took another point. It was an horrible day, very blustery, not the greatest surface, and we've scrapped it out and come away with our unbeaten record intact. So, you know, the positives are there as well.
Going forward, you've got Colwyn Bay at home on Saturday. Are you expecting to make any changes to the side?
Well, no, it's far too early. You know, we've got a couple of knocks today. Rob Elvins has took a knock, and few tired legs, but we've got the rest of the week to recover now, and we'll have a look, get the report on Colwyn Bay, and select what we think's the side that again is capable of going and picking up more points.
When Rob Elvins came off, he was replaced by Jay Denny for his competitive debut for Worcester. I know he wasn't on long, but how do you think he did?
Well, it's as you say, it's difficult. You know, he's gone on to a game that's a little bit blood and thunder, very, very scrappy, and it was a case of just go and do the right things. And you know, it's far too early to judge him. One of the things I did think that what Rob Elvins gives us is, because he can play centre half, when balls go into your box, he's another big lad who can go and get his head on things. And I thought, you know, he headed most things in our box until he went off. And obviously, when he's gone off, it's I think we missed him a little bit there with the two goals we conceded.